chorizo, molleja, bondiola sobre el carbón.
Grills, grills, grills. If you're a vegetarian, you can go back home. Girls, girls, girls. Get into the kitchen so you can make the salad.
Dan Carlin is the expat. Fernando Farias is the local. BA Cast, the Buenos Aires podcast.
Episode 7, November 18th, 2010.
Today we're going to have a bizarre nationalities triangle. US, France, Argentina, with Clemens in the chamuyo section.
Spanglish section, the various uses of the word joder.
A debate about sales or liquidaciones, as we say here, and the law to regulate them in the city.
You're talking about liquidaciones, like sale, like clearance sale. Little change in the expat chat today. Wait and see, or hear, I should say. Top 5 ways to say somebody is a bit nuts, a bit off, a bit loco. Wanted to say a quick hello to Noah Love, who recently joined our Facebook group in connection with the chat about children. He says, another thing to note about children, strict bedtimes, as in differences between the U.S. and Argentina. Child with their parents out at 1 in the morning in Argentina is commonplace. In America, you might find child protective services in that situation knocking at your door if you have your child out at 1 a.m.
We also want to thank the Argentina Independent, both Christy and Rachel, for a feature on surfing the Argentine waves that included BA Cast.
Bueno, listo, vamos.
Hey.
Ho.
Let's go. Ay, oh.
Let's... Watch out. Chamulleros chamullando. Chamulleros talking crap. Bullshitters chamullando. Ahora, chamullamos.
Nice culture, nice...
No, you don't.
Yes,
you eat snails.
And we eat good...
stinky cheese.
Fromage.
Exactly. Everything stinks in France.
Everything's good.
And you have movies that have no purpose to them. There's two guys sitting around writing a script about a movie, and you're watching a movie about two guys making a movie.
Well, he certainly explained the prejudice all of the
That's
U.S.
True.
Americans have about the French.
What is service like in France?
We like to be very picky about things.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be perfect.
Okay.
And if it's perfect, it's never perfect. We have to do it better.
Well, I don't see the difference with U.S. Americans. They also always looking for perfection and...
They do.
I think mm-hmm. we look for it in a very different way, but I want to hear what you have to say about how in the service industry, if we're talking about restaurants specifically,
we are
the French looking for perfection? What types of things?
Physical things. It has to be pretty. It has to be nice.
The appearance. Looks.
Right. And
that's
also,
one of the things I find fascinating about French culture, actually, is that there is this, at the same time, very distinct honoring of the senses and what is tactile and visual and aural and oral, etc. And at the same time, there's a philosophy that goes along with that. It's not like you have one or the other. It's either existential or transcendental, and that's it. It's, you know what, we'll have that, and then we'll think about it.
Exactly. No, we don't especially look for how we're going to make money with it. And make money. We also like to see the nice thing about it and how to live with a good service and for the employees also to have a good life. And I mean,
that is completely different.
It is
to across the Atlantic.
Oh yeah.
It is.
Across the Atlantic. On our side, it's just the money.
Don't say
trabajar.
Instead, say
laburar.
Spanglish playground.
The verb joder.
Joder is to joke, to make fun of someone, to give someone a hard time, to have a laugh, to bother, or to annoy.
No me jodas. No me jodas is like get out of here or don't fuck around, don't screw around, don't screw me over.
A variation of that would be me está jodiendo. That would be get out of here or are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Or you're kidding me. You've got to be kidding.
You've got to be kidding me. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then there's dejate de joder.
Come on, with a little more impetus.
Dejate de joder.
Dejate de joder.
Quit it, knock it off, don't exaggerate, quit screwing around, etc.
Now we move to the subtlety so in the use of the verb joder. For example, if a thing, an affair, something is jodido, K can mean it's complicated. It's difficult.
It's very crucial to distinguish between es jodido and está jodido.
Yeah.
Es jodido, complicated, or if a person es jodido, he or she is a handful or difficult, a son of a bitch, a pain in the ass. But está jodido.
The person, as person, right. Está jodido.
Oh, they're screwed.
Yeah, they're screwed, right. Especially in health matters. And what about the noun of the verb joder?
Una joda is either a joke or a prank, but it could also be a party. Vamos de joda.
Vamos de joda.
El viernes, vamos de joda.
Kind of old-fashioned, huh? It's my parents. My parents' generation used that more than my generation. Now, also, a variation in the use of joda is tomarse algo en joda or tomarse algo para la joda, which is not to take something seriously at all.
¿Qué me
tomaron para la joda?
Right.
They didn't take me seriously.
And then something that I don't hear that often, but... es un jodón. He's a clown. He's a joker. He's a...
El tío fulano es un jodón.
Right.
Siempre haciendo chistes. Always making jokes.
Payaso would be
un payaso. Un payaso. A clown.
Payaso is literally a clown. Yeah.
Okay. And finally, this is going to be very useful for you. If it was your fault or you wanted to say someone, now deal with this.
Jodete.
Jodete.
Final notes. Joder may also mean to have sexual intercourse. But not in Argentina.
The expats of Buenos
Aires. Para un cachito. Hoy, the locals
of Buenos Aires have their say. This is the
local chat.
I am Gabriel Sachat. I am a porteño. I always lived here in Buenos Aires. I was also born here in the city. I work in many different things, but let's say that for many years till today, I'm a tourist guide, let's say, in the city. I am also an actor. I perform in different theater plays.
How do I feel about Palermo?
Well, I was born in Palermo neighborhood, in fact. I know the neighborhood very well from its very beginnings when it wasn't what it is today. Through the years, in the 90s, the neighborhood changed a lot. Most of the old houses that ever existed there were not destroyed, let's say, but changed into bars, coffee shops, houses of designers, stores. A very, as the North American calls it, very neat area. I don't like it at all. I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable in that neighborhood. I believe it changed so much for economical interest, let's say. It's not that I'm a Marxist or a communist or whatever, but it's just such a consuming area today, and also consuming of a sort of a culture, you know. You believe that you go there and that you are in between commas, or entre comillas, as we say, inside, you know, that you are adentro, that you belong, that you are part of something. And I believe that being in Palermo is being inside anything. It's being outside everything. It's like a pantalla or like a mascara, or like you go there and all the people around are extremely beautiful and the houses are absolutely incredible, and it you may think that your dream of your life would always was to live in a neighborhood like that, being surrounded with such successful and beautiful people. Well, I just don't like that feeling. And it's really sad for me. I really feel sad when I go to Palermo. And I feel in that way, because it's a neighborhood that has got a very close connection with my childhood. And whenever I go there and I see everything so transformed, and when I don't feel comfortable in my neighborhood, it's very weird. My mother wants to move out Palermo. My aunt wants to move out Palermo. I have a friend that wants to move out and always lived in the neighborhood because they just can't stand the movement, the activity, the people, the noises, the bars. Too fashionable for my taste.
This podcast is brought to you by Anuva Wines, anuvawines.com.
This is insanity. I don't understand this at all. There's a fuss about a law in the city that regulates sales, or liquidaciones, which establish that summer sales can start no earlier than February 1st, which doesn't make any sense because summer starts in December, while winter sales shouldn't start before August 1st, which doesn't make any sense either because winter starts in June.
The author of the initiative, legislator Marta Varela, says that with this law, small shops will be protected because they're usually harmed by big stores beginning with the liquidaciones so early. It forces them, the small shops, to start their liquidaciones very early, and they cannot recover the investment they made. But they are not real sales like Boxing Day in the UK or when you go to the US. When it's real sales, it's the same item you saw last week, but half or a third of the price. That doesn't exist in Argentina.
Right. Yeah, basically Argentina just doesn't want to create a consumer market. Shanky Mike, yes, we have no turkeys. There are no fresh free-range turkeys in Argentina. Why? Because it's springtime. At this time of year, the hens are just finishing brooding, which means sitting on their nests until the eggs hatch. While turkey hens are doing this, they try never to leave their nest, not even to take food and water.
Abroad, posted to Mike's entry, I quit doing Thanksgiving when we moved here. Too hot to roast chickens, we just skip it. Tango Sherry found a poultry farm in Gran Buenos Aires and order one for Thanksgiving. She just doesn't want to eat a frozen turkey from Coto that's been dead for 10 years. From an Argentine point of view, is it really, really key to that it's a turkey and not any other type of poultry meat?
Yes.
It has to be turkey.
Can an asado be...
I'm not being disrespectful. Do not take me wrong. I'm just asking.
Can you play football with your hands?
Okay, it has to be turkey.
It has to be turkey. Okay, that's Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving is turkey.
Thanksgiving is turkey. Have you got any tips?
No, none. I've been here for 6 years and I've never found any. No, not at all. It just does not part of the culture.
It's not part of the culture.
And what's more is I can't find like fiambre that's turkey.
Babita. Yeah, I was going to mention that. The closest thing to a turkey experience for Argentines is a fiambre. It's a type of cold cut called pavita, which is kind of expensive, not that easy to find, and it's just a sandwich. You just use that for a sandwich.
Right. So, well, one of the most common lunches and one of the most common sandwiches, in fact, probably the most common sandwich in the U.S. is a turkey sandwich, not a ham sandwich.
But is it the same?
Here you have a ham everything. You have a... a ham sandwich, you have a milanesa con jamón, you have a media luna con jamón. Everything is con jamón. Pasta con jamón, salsa con jamón, jamón con crema. Like, whatever you can name is with jamón, right? Jamón, the funny part is not carne.
Yeah, that's...
right. So I wonder if they brought pavo into the marketplace, what would pavo be considered? Certainly not carne.
Well, but if turkey...
Could you imagine, by the way, doing pavo on an asado? How good would that be? Combine parrilla with pavo. That is a winner.
BA Cast. The Buenos Aires Podcast.
If you had a culture or society to create that would be your utopia, which cultures would you draw from and what aspects?
Which elements? Yeah. It's a good question. Yeah.
Ha. A lot of French.
A lot of French, right. Yeah.
Le fromage. Which elements?
A lot of...
the films.
Well, the touristic side of... all that's... the food, the restaurants, the hotelry, the things
France is famous for.
Exactly.
From the US?
The mentality, this... the marketing, the wanting, the...
But 80% of that.
Why?
Or 70% of that.
40%.
40% of that. Okay. Yeah.
40%.
No, because you got to water it down a little bit. The problem with that mentality is that it is a domineering mentality. If you take a lot of that and make your pie with this,
you're obsessed with success.
Exactly. And success. The other stuff gets thrown out the window. What about Latin?
Latin is for la fiesta.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Nothing.
She just put you in a bag, didn't she?
No, but we always come on the side of the party and the relax and never the part of the constructive, the working
part.
Well,
that's the best part of Latin culture.
Of course.
We can create good stuff as well.
Sure. Relaxing, fun stuff.
BA Cast.
Now the top 5 ways to say somebody is a bit nuts. Alguien está un poco loco.
Puesto número 5. Le faltan un par de jugadores en el equipo.
His team is missing a couple
he's
of players.
He's a few players short of a team. We would say in English, he's not playing with a full deck of cards. Or a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Puesto número 4.
No le sube agua al tanque. I don't really understand that.
You know that houses in Buenos Aires and apartments and buildings, they have a water cistern on the rooftop.
Oh, yeah.
And at night, the water pumps up.
Oh,
so
okay.
Each apartment has water, running water. So his cistern
doesn't pump
the rooftop
water
is not getting enough water.
Ah, I get it now. I'm a little slow.
No te sube agua al tanque.
No, obviously. Yeah.
Puesto número 3.
Le faltan un par de caramelos en el frasco. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's like a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Puesto número 2.
Le faltaron 2 minutos de horno. Yeah, it's not cooked all the way.
Puesto número 1.
Le patina el embrague. What's an embrague?
No. The clutch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. His clutch slips. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can't change gears. Yeah.
That's a good one. It's nice.
To do or not to do. The must-do list of BA Cast.
The Mexican Embassy is celebrating the Bicentennial of Mexico here in Buenos Aires next Saturday, the 20th. Around noon, there will be concerts, and more importantly, there will be food. So all of you who are missing spicy food, this is your chance. Sarmiento and Libertador, very close to the U.S. Embassy.
For the full must-do list of this week, go to bacast.com.
Very excited next week to have the Lisa Goldapple on the show.
Yeah, these two blogs with her.
yeah. FYI, in December, new sections coming to BA Cast. We're going in. I'm just so excited. Can I tell? I really want to tell.
No. True sense. Rumor has it that the much awaited Estación Corrientes or Corrientes station of the Yellow Line of the Subte or Line H, located in Corrientes and Pueyrredón Avenues, will inaugurate next December the 6th.
Actually, you know, I happened to be driving down Pueyrredón the other day, and I saw. It already has the thing, like the station where you would walk in. It's just blocked off. So it's actually there.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know it doesn't mean anything
because there are stations in Flores, in the neighborhood of Flores, that have been ready and practically inaugurated for more than a year. No train is reaching that station yet. The Chow Tune now.
Arguably, Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota is the most popular rock band ever in Argentina. Almost 10 years have passed since they disbanded, but singer Indio Solari inherited their legacy and the fans.
He gave his only concert of the year last weekend in Tandil, Buenos Aires province, a city with a population of 130,000 people. The concert was attended by more than 80,000.
The climax was this song, the perennial closing tune, Hee Hee Hee.
Ciao!
De tu enemigo, el muy verdugo cena distinguido. Una noche de cristal que se hace añicos. No lo soñé. Se enderezó y brindó a